It is Friday morning, and every Friday we're joined by Don and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. How are you guys doing this Friday?
Good, Jenny. How are you?
I'm really good. Happy it's Friday, and yeah, had a wonderful week. Hung out with Ziggy Marley yesterday, which happened
That's
to be
cool.
Yeah, about the coolest thing that could ever happen on Wednesday.
He seems like to be the guy that you would want to hang out with, I would think.
He was, you know, I was really nervous at the beginning because he wasn't very communicative when they were doing their sound check, and then I kind of introduced myself, and then but once the audience was there and the interview started,
You really got into it?
Oh, well, and you could tell you were in, like, the presence of greatness and just a great human being that has a beautiful message. And, yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, so. Fantastic.
Cool.
All right, guys, so let's talk movies.
Okay, well, we've got a few opening up today. We have Snakes on a Plane with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
I know. Material Girls with Hillary and Hayley Duff.
Ooh.
And the movie we reviewed last week, Accepted, is opening in more theaters. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, you can this weekend. And the one we're going to talk about is Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, yay. I've heard really good things about Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, but you can't listen to other things. You have to listen to us.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, you know, commercials. And I actually had a friend of mine email me saying, you've got to have somebody review Little Miss Sunshine.
Well, we're here to save the day.
Okay, good. Well, good. Let's talk.
Okay, Little Miss Sunshine, independent film about a dysfunctional family. So if you're like me, you're probably thinking Little Miss Sunshine, big mistake. But I'm telling you, Jenny, there's a reason why they make us go see these things, because you just can't be so quick to judge them.
Yeah, this movie is a kind of a day in the life of a family on a mission, in this case a very dysfunctional family. It stars Greg Kinnear, who's the father, who has really good intentions, but he just can't make a dime. Steve Carell's the uncle, and he just botched a suicide attempt. There's Alan Arkin, who's the grandfather, and he does everything completely inappropriately.
I happen to love all three of those.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really good combination. Then the mother, she doesn't have a clue what's really happening in her family. A son who's taken a vow of silence. And the daughter, she's a 7-year-old awkward little kid who's too naive to have any idea what's really going on in her family. And the mission of the family is to get the daughter to California in time for, the Little Miss Sunshine pageant.
In spite of its kind of weird premise and it has a real low-budget look to it, it's actually a really good movie, much to my surprise. Mm-hmm. Great acting across the board. All three of those main characters were fantastic. And this was actually the first time we had seen Steve Carell in a serious role. And, I mean, I was really surprised, but the guy did a great job. I thought he did really well. Even though it's one of those sort of, you know, quote-unquote dark comedies, which typically aren't very funny, I don't think. This one, I mean, actually has some laugh-out-loud moments. And another thing that I really liked is that there's some kind of thought-provoking philosophies they throw out there for you to think about.
And the movie is really fun to watch because even though the characters are, like we said, really highly dysfunctional, they're totally believable.
Mm-hmm.
And the story's actually kind of inspiring because, you know, every family has their issues, but after seeing this movie, your family's going to seem surprisingly normal. It's going to make you feel pretty good. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Little Miss Sunshine a green.
Oh, fantastic.
It's delightfully dysfunctional.
Very well done.
Very
good.
But it is rated R, so just be warned.
It is rated R. Okay, yes. Great. Yeah, and I think Steve Carell is, of course, of The Office, and he was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. And
That's right.
In case people aren't familiar with the name, well, I'm excited to see it. This is one that actually, even when I saw the preview, I thought that's my kind of movie.
Then you'll probably like it. Check it out.
Great. Yeah. And what's happening next week?
Well, next week we're going to go see, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
How to Eat Fried Worms.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And also Invincible, another Greg Kinnear movie.
Oh, Invincible is with Marky Mark.
Yes, that's
exactly.
Right.
Okay, all right. That one, that actually looks wonderful. He's an incredible actor from I Heart Huckabees. I was just blown away by his ability to act.
I mean, when he was Marky Mark, you never could see that guy becoming a dedicated actor, but he really has.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he is very good.
And so he's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
Love it.
I don't know about that, but I'll take your word for it.
Trust us, John.
Don and John joining us once again with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can link to their website through our website, 929themountain.com, or you're more than welcome to just head straight to movienighttrafficlight.com and check out their reviews and what's going on with them. Thank you both very much for joining us once again this morning.
Well, thanks, Jenny.
Thanks for having us.
Have a wonderful Friday.
Okay,
you too.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.